Hey friends, welcome back. It's the fifth episode of Tabby Tabby Podcast. Ethan here, and I hope you all are doing fine and are safe. If you just stumbled upon this account and you're interested in Philippine folklore, spooky stories, and other Asian legends, well then of course you're in for a treat because that's what I do here. Today's topic was suggested to us by Miss Irish from Twitter. So thank you so much, Miss Irish, and I hope you'll enjoy this episode. By the way, last week's upload was actually the 100th episode of the podcast. I never knew we'll reach that far, but it's obviously all thanks to you guys since you listen and share the podcast. So I really, really appreciate you all. Thank you so very, very much. Speaking of appreciation, let me thank the wonderful patrons supporting the podcast. For the Multu tier, a huge thank you to Terence C, Christina N, St. Peaches, Stephanie E, James G, and Mr. Earl B. For the Anito tier, a huge thank you to Viaden A, Jordan, Mona, her daughter Luna, Legion, Roman, and Philip. And of course, a special thanks to Michelle G, Bonkers, and Carlo C. Thank you so much for your support, and hopefully you like the benefits of your current tier. And to you, my dear listeners, if you decide to become a patron, go ahead to patreon.com/tabitabipod. There are three tiers to choose from, the Multu tier for $2, the Dao tier for $4, and the Anito tier for $6. Early access to episodes, exclusive updates, and exclusive episodes are among the benefits, so please come and join us. Or if you are feeling generous and just want to help, you can give me a tip on coffee. Just go to ko-fi.com/tabitabipod. So with that said, settle in, my dear listeners, and let's begin. Today's topic was suggested by a listener of the podcast on Twitter. According to listener Irish, she remembered Tirong or Tirong as a creature that lives in the heart of the forest. They lurk in dark areas of houses at night and can move through shadows. They wait for misbehaving children or hunt for bad children. And apparently, this creature has the ability to smell bad children. Unfortunately, we don't really know what the Tirong does to these children, so we can only guess. Now, I tried looking for this creature that Miss Irish suggested in the books that I have, but had no luck. Though, I did find this in Philippine Spirits research about the Tirong. This one is found in Batanggenyo. These are stories about Tirong who aren't monstrous or merciless pirates, but rather a prestige class of blade-wielding, bull-riding ancient warriors. They are depicted wearing black cloak, giving the impression to many that they readily embrace death as just one step ahead, knowing that their lives are spent fighting their enemies and protecting the weak. So here in the Batanggenyo's version, instead of just being a creature, it's more of like a human thing, you know? However, in the Facebook page Karaan Nga Binisaya, they said that the Tirong was a supernatural being of dwarfish proportions with a strong body of iron or stone, said to inhabit isolated cliffs and caves. There's also one in Isinay called Itirong, not Tirong. Now, Isinay from my research is a northern Luzon language primarily spoken in Nueva Vizcaya province in the northern Philippines. The Itirongs are described as men with long nails that attack people in the forest and eat them. So we have Tirong from Miss Irish's account, which abducts bad children. We have the Tirong of Batanggenyo, which is a prestige class of blade-wielding, bull-riding ancient warriors. From the page Karaan Nga Binisaya, the Tirong was a supernatural being of dwarfish proportions. From the people of Nueva Vizcaya, the Itirong, not Tirong, so I don't really know if they are the same, is described as men with long nails that attack people in the forest and eat them. Now, I'll just go back a bit to the Itirong. The description that says they are men with long nails that attack people in the forest and eat them, do you think that they are humans just with cannibalistic urges? Just food for thought there. I can't seem to find any additional information about the tirong that is similar to what Miss Irish suggested. And I don't want to end this episode here because, let's face it, this is gonna be really short with what I have right now. So I went in search of creatures that have a habit of kidnapping children. Many creatures in Philippine folklore kidnap people, but for this one, I'd like to concentrate on children. So let's begin with the Makaugis or the Makaugis. I'm really sorry if I mispronounced this, but the Makaugis word means matakaw. It is mentioned in Maranao folklore. This creature resembles a centaur with an ape's head and can fly you to his home in Mount Miyarakang. The Makaugis are fond of lice-infested children, and if a child has a lice on their hair, it will take them to their house and no one knows what it does with them. As a result, parents would scare their children and keep them from getting lice by telling them the story of the Makaugis. Now, I don't know if you've been infested with lice. I mean, your head has been infested with lice, but you're probably familiar with your mother, grandmother, or aunt picking lice off your head one by one and piercing them with their fingernails. It usually happens during those lovely summer afternoons when you visit the province. This is a common practice here, particularly in rural areas, and I know because I went through it. Now, where am I going with this? We have a similar story here in Bicol. Our version, instead of this ape-like creature, is a massive bird that would kidnap lice-ridden children and drop them into the mouth of the Mayon volcano. So, this massive bird would just kidnap children. They don't even eat the children. They just drop them into the mouth of the Mayon volcano and then that's it. My grandmother would often tell me this story, and this was actually a really good prevention ploy so that I would be very careful with and very hygienic in how I would take care of my hair so that I won't be infested with lice. So yeah, that's just a fun memory. Next we have the Kumau, an ogre from the Sambalor with a terrifying appearance. It kidnaps children and kills them by pulling out their fingernails. It also drags and eats people at night. The Binangunan of Kapampangan has no fixed appearance and can take on many forms. It can resemble a flying ferocious pig with no wings, or it can be as large as a jeep with a horse's head and a human body. And if you see bright lights in the sky, apparently, this means that the Binangunan is close. Now, I don't necessarily think this is possible if you're in urban areas. So I'm thinking that maybe this would only happen in rural areas or in the forest specifically. I think there is some underlying thing there about the bright lights, that is associated with the Binangunan. I don't know what though, but I feel like there's much more to it. And oh yeah, it also kidnaps kids. The Tamawo of Western Visayas are tiny, beautiful creatures. They are found in large, dark nunuk trees. The Tamawo enjoy stealing infants from people's yards. They offer black rice and yellow root to children they meet in the woods, and once the children accept these, they will never be seen again. We also have the Sirena. Particularly the one found in the Magat River in Nueva Vizcaya that sits on a large rock and kidnaps children and men. The sirena of the Magat River entice them by charm with their voice. So be careful. The sipay or sipay in Tagalog lore is a human-looking creature or can take the form of a human. The sipay likes to kidnap children. The sipay story is usually used as panakot by parents when kids don't want to take a nap in the afternoon. Kind of the same with the Makaugis, parents use this creature to scare children to discipline them. Now, sipay allegedly puts the blood of the children in the construction of bridges, which I think refers to the Padugo ritual here in the Philippines, which I actually talked about on Patreon. So if you want to listen to that, please subscribe or join us on Patreon. And when bridges are unusable due to storms, it is said that a child has gone missing. And the thing responsible is the sipay. And lastly, I am really sorry for the mispronunciation, we have the Mangwang Anak. This is a creature in Kapampangan folklore describing a fast-running agent of an unseen evil person or spirit who kidnaps children from the streets and takes them to a very faraway place where they are bled to death and their blood sold and used to mint coins. You see, old folks thought dipping coins in blood was part of the minting process, and coins did taste like blood. And that is it for the fifth episode of Season 9. Once again, a huge thank you to Miss Irish from Twitter for suggesting the topic for today. I do hope you enjoyed today's topic. I really, really enjoyed looking for these creatures and as well as trying to research the main topic for today. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or you can always become a Patreon member and get cool benefits. Just head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Or you can give me a tip on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/tabitabipod. Thank you to my patrons and to you, my dear listeners. Thank you for continuously supporting the podcast. Please stay safe. This has been Ethan, and thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. Join me next time to discuss more Philippine creatures. Bye!